News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Almost half of the country's barbecue lovers are risking getting sick by eating undercooked burgers. That's according to new research out this morning from Safefood. Dr. Gary Kearney is the Director of Food Safety at Safefood. Gary, I have a newfound interest in barbecuing since the lockdown. The first issue I have, though, is trying to get the thing lit. But are you saying that we can't have medium cooked burgers?
I am. Good morning, Andrea. We are indeed. We did some research which just came out there in June at Safefood, and it indicated, again, half of us aren't cooking our burgers too well done, and another half, or probably the same half, are unsure if the burgers are fully cooked, or how to determine if the burgers are fully cooked. And that's a risk to us because, I mean, we don't want to make ourselves or our family, susceptible to a bout of food poisoning. And a third of us are barbecuing more often than we've ever done, especially in these COVID times. So it's important to get burgers well cooked. It's because we have a nasty bacteria that can really, really cause serious illness if it's not well cooked.
Okay, because I was going to ask you that. Yeah, how come I can, sure, you know, if I go into a restaurant and order a burger and they'll frequently ask you, how do you like it cooked, if you want it, you know, medium or well done? Why can't you do the same in the barbecue?
Well, they shouldn't be asking you that in a restaurant, and that's a fact. I mean, all our science and the regulators, environmental health officers and what have you, all advise restaurants not to cook burgers anything but well done.
Right.
And it's because, you know, if you're mincing some meat, you'll have this particular nasty bacteria. It's a nasty form of like E. coli on the outside of the burger or the meat before you mince it. Once you mince it, it's right there in the middle of the burger. So if you don't cook it too well done, you could actually consume some of that, you know, E. coli bacteria. And Safefood's advice has always been, look, if you want to check, use your three tips. And it's really all around making sure the burgers are piping hot all the way through, the juices run clear, and there's no pink meat. And in fact, you know, a lot of our amateur barbecuers would often use a thermometer as well. And that's the ultimate, really. You know, stick a thermometer into a burger, and if it hits around 74, 75 degrees instantaneously, then, you know, you can be sure it's cooked. But while people might have a preference for a softer burger, it's down to the quality of the meat, it's down to the cooking.
Okay.
And like I said, with more of us cooking barbecue now, during these terms, it's really important to, to make sure it's well done.
Okay.
And our Safefood website, safefood.eu, you know, we've loads of little other tips like how to marinate a burger and how videos and how to check to make sure your burgers are fully cooked.
I think I could do, by the sounds of things, at having a look at the website. What about other meats, Gary?
Well, sausages and chicken would fall into the same boat, really. But like a lot of people cook steaks. And again, like we would in a restaurant, you can cook steaks or any other type of joints of meat to preference. Because once you sear the top and the bottom, we'll say, of a particular steak, then you're killing the bacteria. There's no bacteria in the inside. And away you go. So burgers, I mean, burgers are the, you know, normal staple of any barbecue. And so we all consume burgers. It's the most popular meat, 70% of us would eat burgers at a barbecue. So that's the particular type of food that we always keep an eye on to ensure we cook it fully.
Just,
you know,
briefly, and Gary, just briefly, sure, remind us again the three ways to make sure they're cooked. It's to the juices to run clear. The
juices run clear, there's no pink meat, and it's piping hot all the
all
way
right
through. And
okay,
Andrea, before you go, one little cheap or a smart thing that people often do is they par-cook their burgers in the kitchen to avoid using all of those various utensils for raw and cooked meats,
yeah,
and actually then take the half-cooked burger and finish them off on the grill. So you still get that lovely barbecue, you know, smoky burger, and still keep yourself safe as
well. I think I thought I was beyond doing that, I have to say, Gary. But by the sounds of things, I've been cooking some fairly ropey burgers. We'll leave it there. Dr. Gary Kearney, who's the Director of Food Safety at Safefood. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.